fuck's going on here?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe it's right.
Good morning, TBV, and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another morning edition of The Boxing Voice. It is 9 a.m. on the East Coast, 8 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. West Coast, 2 p.m. UK, and we are ready to talk some boxing this morning. We're back in the heavyweight division as Tyson Fury is getting prepared to do battle in Las Vegas versus Tom Schwartz, and his trainer, Ben Davison, decides to tell us why he feels that Tom Schwartz is a perfect opponent for Tyson Fury in the interim. So this is what we're going to be talking about, Tyson Fury versus Tom Schwartz. We're going to kind of predict it, I guess. Break it down. It's official. It's happening. So we'll discuss it. 1-425-569-5241. You can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. Download that app absolutely free on the Android market and the iPhone app market. You could also download the Patreon app to get exclusive extras, behind-the-scenes footage, polls, votes. You decide so many things as a committee board member of TBV. Patreons get to decide mostly everything, especially camp lives that will be coming up. We will have a poll on what camp life should we do first. That being said, let's get this thing started.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
With attempt, two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed, two to stand over.
Turn up!
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building.
Hold up.
Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWizards.com.
Yiggity, yiggity, yo, what's going on, everybody out there in the TBB universe? Real quick, Rick F., what's going on? H Money, what's good? What's up, Ams? What up, Rod Nell? What's going on, Michael Hernandez? What's going on, Rick, Dr. Mufango? What I'm saying, Craig Joyner? What's up, everybody out there in the TBB universe? But yeah,
Dr.
man.
Dr. Mufango ducking.
Who he ducking? You?
Who is, man, everyone ducking?
Why you always want to, bruh? If they want you, they'll come find you. Ain't been active.
Bruh,
you
they in the chat.
You need you a Tom
Schwartz. Calling me out,
you need you a Tom Schwartz.
Champ,
all right?
champ. They in the chat calling me out. And that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody want to fight Ness, don't want to sign up.
Bama, but what's going on, man? But, yeah, man, Tom Schwartz, Ben Davison came out and said that this was a good opponent. He liked the hype. He said there's no reason in fighting Oscar Rivas or any guys like that because they're shorter. They don't want to go from big to little to big again. So they wanted to find a guy who was relatively 6'6", 6'7", the height of Joshua and Wilder. And they wanted to, find somebody who was hungry and whatever, man. I don't know. But Tom Schwartz, big ups to him. He finally got a shot at somebody big, and I don't really know how much he deserves it. Based off the fight that I seen with him in that headbutt guy, and that shit went there was crazy. But yeah, man, we can go and break it down. We got some audio from Ben Davison, and I believe some audio from Frank Warren, too, that people can get to.
You obviously discussed the opponent with Tyson. Why Tom Schwartz?
A few names got sent across, and we had a look. Obviously, we don't want to go from to make the adjustment of somebody big to somebody small to have to go back to somebody big, because the other two elite fighters that we're looking to make fights with are obviously 6'6" plus. So that was a criteria that we wanted somebody big. And, you know, when you have a look, we wanted somebody in the top five. And who have you got? You've got Pulev, who's mandatory for Joshua, and, you know, he's obviously in line for a big payday. Rivas is who we spoke about. He's,
yeah, what happened with Oscar Rivers?
Oscar Rivers is 6 foot, so like I say, it's an adjustment. You have to go from somebody big to somebody small. You have to go back to somebody big again. Then who else was that? Dillian White's in a position where he's discussing with ESPN, Fox, Sky, The Zone, and this and that, so trying to negotiate the best position.
You know, I don't know if I like that they're trying to preference this fight as if, yo, we getting ready for Wilder, you know?
Me either.
Or we getting ready for Joshua, when we both know that now with this signing to ESPN, it makes the politics of those fights a lot more muddy, icky, difficult. You see they mentioned Oscar Rivas. They're obviously thinking internally. They mentioned Kubrat Pulev. I think the mention of Joshua Wilder is to try to tame the fans from the uproar that is Fury's career. He's done this so many times. He'll fight a Derek Chisora, slide in a bunch of nobodies, you know? Fight a Vlad, slide in a bunch of nobodies. Fighting Wilder, slide in a bunch of nobodies. This is him. It's difficult for me to call him a duck, I'll be honest with you, because he went to Germany. He came to the U.S. He fought Wilder. He beat Vlad first. But it is difficult to be a fan of his when he does this. It reminds me of our champion in TBV, El Loco Sands. You know, he plays with the public. And says, yo, I'll fight this guy. Now I'm fighting this guy. Yo, I'll fight that guy, but guess what? I'm fighting this guy. And you just never know. And now it's official, and it's really Chom Schwartz, and everybody's looking at themselves like, how this guy? So, I mean, before I continue with the audio, do you think Ben did a good enough job explaining it? I mean, because I want to believe him, and it sounds legit. Like, bro, Anthony Joshua's tall. Wilder's tall. This is the perfect fight to keep him fighting on that height level. This is what I always wanted. I told you I didn't want Tyson to fight Wilder after 2 tune-ups. So we're only doing what I always wanted. Can we fault Tyson Fury? He gave it to us, the Wilder fight, sooner than we expected. So can we get mad that many, many, many of us thought he needed another fight in between the Wilder fight?
I thought he did need a fight before the Wilder fight happened, but it happened. So, and he looked like he was ready for the fight. So, I mean, I don't understand why the big drop off to Tom Schwartz. I'm looking at the top 25, and I mean, Ortiz, Joseph Parker, Charles Martin. I mean, Helenius, Kuzman. I mean, guys are available that are ranked above Tom Schwartz that aren't on the small side of heavyweights. Those guys that I mentioned, like 6'4 and up. I mean, I just think that it was a chance to possibly get a better opponent, but we got Tom Schwartz and with Fury signing with ESPN, I knew that the Wilder fight was likely not to happen, but I would like to see him in there with some better competition.
But according to Ben Davidson, Tom Schwartz is like number 2 in the WBO.
Is he ranked in any? He's number 11 in the IBF?
I thought it was 9 in the IBF, but I'll check it out because our website has all the rankings from all the sanctioning bodies, courtesy of Box Live. We've been partnered with them for about a year now, so our schedule and rankings are updated daily. Obviously, rankings are updated after every fight, but that's daily because fights happen all over the world. So, yeah, we never really promote that, but it is updated.
In the WBO,
Tom Schwartz is number 2, right behind Dillian White, champ. Champ.
Yeah. I would just expecting Fury to get somebody that
Number 9 in the IBF, champ.
I would just expecting Fury to get somebody that we kind of didn't have to box wreck, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oscar Rivas, on the other hand, is ranked across all sanctioning bodies, so he paying that dodo. He won a shot for real. He got it in the WBO. He's number 5. So if this happens to be Fury's next opponent, hey, I mean, I guess we got to respect this one too, because number 5 in the WBO, Oscar Rivas, number 7 in the IBF, Oscar Rivas, Number 10 in the WBC, Oscar Rivas. Number 6 in the WBA, Oscar Rivas. Newly signed heavyweight to Dimitri Salida Promotions, Ottawa Wallen, is number 5 in the WBA. And, you know, we can't even see him anywhere else in any other rankings. So I guess I shouldn't have even mentioned him. I just figured, like, hey, he's a new signing. We're going to be seeing him. But, damn, he didn't make it to all the sanctions. See, so what I'm saying about Rivas is, like, he's showing true ambition. You know, most people only try to get ranked in one or two. Like, he's paying each one. Like, he really wants his shot.
Yeah, he wants a shot at the title. They simply playing, and I think Pulev or some shit said he want a rematch.
A rematch versus who?
Oscar Rivas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, that's the route. They're building it.
Yeah, of course. I just talked to Bob Arum. I seen him come out and say that he's going to push for that.
Yo, watch
AJ
out.
Fight.
My man's Lyle Zhang, a.k.a. Billy Zhang Bang. Zhang Bang. He number 6 already on the WBO. He coming.
Hey, go to that second audio that
and
I think.
And he's in America, FYI. I talked to his peoples yesterday. He's in America, and they training already, him and Fei Long. But before we go to that audio, let's finish this one.
To him, which is completely understandable, but obviously it puts him in a bit of a situation where he doesn't know whether he's coming or going at the minute. Miller's taken up by Joshua, Brazil's taken up by Wilder, and Tom Schwartz, number 2 with the WBO, also number 9 with the IBF. So he's ranked in the top 10 with two organizations. He was, when the fight got sent to us as well, he was number 11 on BoxRec. I don't know what happened there, but all of a sudden that got changed, and it was one of them. Listen, we're not trying to make a career off of avoiding the big ones, because Tyson's the one who jumped up and took the fight. Mm. Well done, but really he shouldn't have, to be honest.
Do you know what?
So he said that Tyson shouldn't have jumped up and fought Wilder. What do you think about that? I mean, even after all these months. Even after Fury claims to have won, he's still saying that.
No, he's just going by hindsight. He figured maybe if Fury got one more in, then he could possibly did better than what he did, or he just being cautious. I mean, if a fighter says he's ready, then I don't really think a trainer should say that he's not ready. I don't think he was saying it either, but I don't know
if you should say that yourself, because think about it. How many trainers do we hear that they say they got to save the fighter from themselves? So sometimes a fighter is going to say he wants to fight. A fighter is going to say he wants the toughest challenge. It's the trainer that got to protect them. Like Ryan Garcia right now, you know, before he got with Canelo and Reynoso, Eddie Reynoso, I was watching his – he got like 2 new videos up on his YouTube channel, right? And I think it was H Money was like, yo, he got 2 million followers. I'm like, damn, really? Last time I checked, we was comparing him to Javante, and he had 1 million. Javante had like 800,000. That was a long time ago when we did that. But it's like, damn, did he pick up an extra milli? And he really did. He really did. So whatever. He did like a little 2-part episodes. I posted it in the chat. And, you know, you could just see him working on his craft. And you can hear his people talking, and you can hear him talking. And he's like, look, I thought I was talented. I thought I was fast. I thought I had power. But now that I got with this team, no one's going to outwork me. You know, I'm competitive. Like, I obsess with it. I'm going to work. And he's like, and then he tried to fix it. He's like, oh, it's not like I ain't worked hard before, but I'm just, you know. But the point is, he got around an elite level fighter and seen, oh, shit, I was on that level. And that's going to elevate his game. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why I said all that. That's that good old Girl Scout cookie in the morning. I know this ties into something.
A trainer. As far as like being
right.
around
so
the
right.
trainer
so,
and shit.
So, again, if he wouldn't have got with Reynoso, he probably would have been in that Javante fight or that Rowley fight. And right now, Reynoso going to make sure that when he takes that fight, he's ready. Bro, I seen him hitting a teardrop bag. You can see signs of Canelo now. The same way you can see signs of Andre Ward and Mario Barrios. And it's not that they trying to be. It's just the tutelage and what they see, I guess. But you can see signs of him, man. He's starting to measure with the left and then drop the right. And, bruh, they got him doing the same thing they got Canelo doing when, you know, when it's like right, left hook. But when it's straight right to the teardrop bag, they throw in the noodle, you know, the Nazim Richardson noodle. You got a duck. You got a duck, and he got a left hook. Bruh, his left hook looking like I want to see it hit somebody. You know what I'm saying? I want to see that shit for real. So
well, we get to see him this Friday, right?
Something like that. But Ben Davison and trainers, man, they play an important role. And you know, we as fans, we want the fights, but ultimately, we got to trust Ben. I mean, bruh, he came out of nowhere, and he brought Fury to the mountaintop, and now he stole Billy Joe, and I bet you Kid Galahad gonna follow.
Yeah, only thing I was saying about Fury is was he's a guy that's been through the ringer, been fighting for probably about 10-12 years now. So he pretty much knows his body and his boxing ability. And if he felt like he was ready, then you know what I'm saying, he's ready, and he proved that he was.
Yeah, I mean, you never know, man. You never know who's ready, who isn't ready. Fight night, bro. I mean, look at Mikey Earl. I never expected that. You know what I mean?
No, so, I thought it was going to be shorter. But you can get that second audio to let the people know why the Wilder fight didn't happen from their perspective.
Yeah, of course. You know, they want to see the Wilder fight. But at the end of the day, Tyson had stepped up at a point when he really shouldn't have. It was probably too early. You know, if he hadn't have done that and had massive balls to step up and do that, then you wouldn't have even got that fight. You know, them two just, I don't know what's going on there, but they can't get a fight going. So, you know, I don't think Tyson's the point to blame because he's the one that took the biggest risk out of a lot of them, went to their backyard. So it's up to them to step up and really take a chance and show some balls this time. And we'll see what happens.
Yo, how long can we live off that fame, though? Like, all right, we know, you know, you got the moral victory and you use that to get the ESPN deal. So, like, now what? Like, now you're using the same moral victory to, you know, disguise Tom Schwartz as you should have never took the Fury Wilder fight? Like, I'm a little bit lost because it's like, yo, respect me that I'm fighting Schwartz because I stepped up to fight Wilder, but I never should have fought Wilder. That's why I'm fighting Schwartz.
I don't know, man. Like, that was kind of odd why I put it in there. But, yeah, it's like, we stepped up, okay? Sure enough, you guys stepped up when you did not have to. Shouldn't have. Let's get that out the way. But it seems like you guys are riding that moral victory to, like, insist instead of the rematch with Fury, we need to see Wilder versus Joshua. You know what I'm saying? And maybe we do. Maybe that's a route that we need to go down. But I just think that you guys were in negotiations, and hopefully those things can pick back up whenever Fury gets done with Schwartz or whoever he's fighting next.
I just wonder how ruined the relationship is, right? Because
I don't think it's ruined. I think like the age old saying, "Dear James, I was used.
I mean,
if you love me, you'll fight me."
But I mean the relationship between Team Wilder and Fury, right? Because that relationship was built on, we showed the fans we were serious. That's why this fight got done in a week. Now, you know, you got Wilder saying, "Yo,
yeah,
you know,
go back. Don't just say the fight was done in a week. It wasn't done in a week. It was agreed to." But remember, Eddie Hammond was like, "I don't know if he got signed. I don't know if it's gonna be a venue. I don't know that. And Frank Warren, what's Mike gonna be at? Oh, it's gonna happen. So don't say it was a week.
So you're saying those negotiations were just as mucky as these?
I'm not saying mucky. What I'm saying is they might have agreed to the fight, but the terms still had to be hammered out.
Yeah, but I mean the language was different. Frank Warren was saying, "We are going to announce it. This fight is going to happen," but he didn't have a date. Like, it's different.
Exactly.
It's different from Fury saying, and I got the quote right here, actually. This shit was crazy. I was going to do a show on this alone.
Why you didn't tell me about this damn quote?
No, you probably seen it. The fight's got to happen. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, he already lost. He was a nobody before he fought me. He lost to me. He's still a nobody. No interest in talking about the bum. Big bum Dasa. That's all he is.
I seen that shit, but I ain't know it read like that, nigga. You make it sound like he ain't got no love for Wilder. Damn.
I mean, and the language. If it happens, it happens. It happens. You know what I'm saying?
I've already beat him. He already lost.
That's not the sound of a dude that wants a rematch. You know what I mean?
Mm.
That's not the sound. Eric Cruz wants a rematch with Jose from Canada.
Kovalev wanted a rematch against Ward.
Yeah, this is not the sound of a... Kovalev wanted a rematch against Aldo Alvarez after a knockout loss.
Gennady wanted a rematch against Canelo.
Come on, man. Like, this ain't the language, but it is what it is, man.
From, you know, the weight loss and then the fight, and, you know, he needed all that. But then it looked like, you know, they was trying to pursue the fight, but they wasn't going to go back to... We wasn't going to go back to fighting Showtime and let the same mistake happen again, because that's the definition stupid, expecting different results. So, you know, then it didn't look like that was going to happen. Then we started getting whispers that Brazil won.
Bruh, that's real disrespectful, too.
I know, right?
That's real
disrespectful.
So not only that, I just want to piggyback off of him. So I'm translating, not only are we going to go back to Showtime to let the same thing happen, meaning – Showtime and Wilder have an alliance, so there's no way we could get a fair take. So are you saying now that every heavyweight or every fighter that has an alliance with a network is going to get the nod? Are you saying that if the fight happens on ESPN, Tyson will get the nod this time, and that's why you feel comfortable? Like, I'm not understanding. Even Tyson said that now. He's like, now I got a network. You got to come to me. So are the judges supposed to favor the network house fighter?
I mean, shit. I'm going to just reserve my comment for that.
What you mean? Reserve it for what? No, I thought this was a podcast, but all right, we'll go back to Ben.
I mean, looking at the landscape, a lot of times we see Mikael Fox, you know what I'm saying? Big up to him, Showbox, you know what I'm saying? Prime example. He was fighting Dimitri Salida, fighter on Showbox.
Yo, do you notice how I give Salida shit about that all day? Like, yo, the fans want the rematch. Yo, your man Rob McCuff. Every interview I do, I throw that in at the end. The same way JD throw in, shout out to Daniel Jacobs, I throw in that. I got to learn the nigga name so I can make it sound better. But I'm like, yo, word is born, your man Rob McCuff Fox, we want the rematch. You're like,
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not going to say it happens on the elite level, but shit, there's a rumor about Canelo in Vegas. There's a rumor about what we just talked about. So, I mean, yeah, man, just leave it there.
Yeah, B, back to the tape.
I can't get mad at a man for trying to make his team stronger, period.
Who's making their team stronger?
By Fury signing with Top Rank and ESPN, I mean, it gives him American backing.
I hear you, but it's like I just said. So, Terrence Crawford is going to automatically get the nod because he's
no.
with ESPN. All right, then. So then that theory and that way of thinking that they're trying to put out there to the public is wrong. It's a lie. Like, just because Fury's ESPN, I don't want to believe that this sport is that tainted.
I'm not saying that Fury is being what he's being, is he's going to get the nod over like everybody. But when it comes to them 6-6 kind of fights, that might get a nod to Fury. I'm saying like we've seen with Jose Zapata and Jose Ramirez. Those scorecards was wide as hell, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, man. The only way boxing can get past that if we develop a system for like scoring points. Like every other sport.
Don't forget to hit the thumbs up button if you're just joining the live stream, or if you're here and you just simply forgot. Remember, it helps with the visibility of the show. Lets others find the show, which turns around and has new callers, interesting characters, new people for you to meet at the TBV Appreciation Nights, new Border Wars participants. Don't forget, Border Wars is open. Registry closes April 15th. Get off the couch. Stop just saying what a fighter should do. Show us what he should do. We match you equally. So, and novice, don't be afraid. We're actually looking for a 160-pound novice right now as our very own moderator in the chat. Jemmy has already signed up. I've seen a few of you saying, hey, you know, you're spamming with the link. Why don't you sign up? Well, the man signed up the minute it came up. So,
and that's why I like fighters like Wilder and Terrence, you know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, nigga, they fights ain't going to the distance, you know what I'm saying? They getting people up out of there. So ain't no chance for nobody to get cheated, you know what I'm saying, or jab. So one of the main reasons why Terrence Crawford and Bronze Bomber, my favorite fighters. They know
Brian
how to close.
Brian wanted to box, and he began mad, and he wanted to fight. And so, you know, we decided to, you know, it was going to be too late, so we had to get our foot down and make a decision. And we made a decision to box on June the 15th. A few opponents got sent over, and we went with Tom Schwartz.
I understand.
Now, he's saying the reason why they fighting Tom Schwartz is because they heard rumors that the Brazil and Wilder fight was already done amid negotiations with Wilder. How true you find that? I don't find that to be that. I mean, I'm not calling the man a liar, but I know the WBC ordered White in Brazil before while they thought.
It's impossible, man. It's impossible, bro. Like, you know, I'm not going to sit here and play devil's advocate. All that bullshit. Everybody knows Wilder's energy, and they seen it. He wanted the rematch. Everybody seen Fury's energy. I'm talking 10 hours after the fight. He's on Good Morning Britain talking about, let's do it, Joshua, and I already beat the bum. And come on, dog. You know what I mean? And that's got to haunt him. You know, the more Wilder says it, the more it makes sense to me. You know, he told Fury, you got to be perfect for 12. You got to be perfect for 12. And every time he thought he was almost perfect, he got clipped. You know what I mean? So he got to deal with that. And that's cool. I'm sure we're going to get this fight. I just don't know how soon.
I mean, Bob said February 2020.
Maybe. You know, they got to build Fury into a commodity. It's got to do more than 300,000 pay-per-view buys. Bob is not an idiot. He's in this for the money. And I get it. I get it. So it's not what I want, but Fury signed his name on a dotted line, so it is what it is at this point. It's going to be the Pulevs and the Rivas of the world.
How much bigger can the fight get?
Million. It's easy to get these two to a million. Why not? We're going to want it more. Wilder needs to do what he got to do because it's what he continues to say. People, you know, will say that we're biased, and that's cool. I'm used to it. You know, they call fight hype Floyd hype. Look where he's at. Bruh, the dude, Fury ain't been in an exciting fight other than Wilder. Like, maybe the Chisora fights. Maybe.
Also, maybe the SS Cunningham, we got knocked down. We have to get back up and get the finish.
Okay. I guess. No. I like that one. It did have 3 million views, I remember, on NBC. Steve Cunningham put him down with the right hand. I won't take that away. But that's like we're struggling to find five. You know what I'm saying? So regardless who they put in front. Look, we seen Pulev. We were happy. We were thanking the boxing gods that he came out different. That he was more aggressive this time. Those are his matchups. So Wilder just got to keep doing what he's doing. He got to stretch people. He got to put them in a coma. He got to send them. Continue to rack up the resume the way that he does. People don't like his resume in terms of opposition, but what they can't deny is that everyone he's fought is going to the hospital. We got to find out where Fury did he go. Because he was at that post-fight press conference. Maybe he didn't go. Maybe he broke Wilder's record. That's a good question. You're going to steal that from me now. All these little YouTubers watching this shit, trying to get the skills.
All right, real quick, man. At 1 o'clock Eastern time, we got a special, special treat for you guys. Man, Terrence Crawford and Americana are doing the media call, so look out for that.
Mike, you going to be able to ask him a question? You going to tell Bo Mac you on the line, cut you and shit, get you in the front?
Nah. I ain't there.
Yo, but then he be pushing up on me like, yo, text him, bro. Call him, bro. Shit, I'll call him if I was you. I'll call, but you won't do it.
I thought you had the three-way over there twerking, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, with this with this whole Ben Davidson, you know what I'm saying, and Fury thing, I don't know what they're going to expect for Thomas Schwartz, guys. But what I seen, man, in that fucking clip that I watched, man.
No, but you got to understand Top Rank Diet, champ. Everything's changed now. He getting a knockout. I should look at the betting odds. Listen, look at Top Rank and how they've done Oscar Valdez, how they've done Magdaleno. Magdaleno fucked up. You feel
me? You said he get a knockout, my nigga?
What?
When the last time Fury got a knockout?
Exactly. And how you think they're going to soup this one up? It ain't going to happen for no reason. They got to make Fury look like somebody.
Yeah, man.
You don't think there's a reason you never heard of Tom Schwartz? Like, honestly.
No. I ain't going to lie to you, bro. I was thinking about the same thing. Like, man, Fury might fuck around and get a knockout, brother. The guy, bro, if y'all go to Tom Schwartz, I mean, last fight or last two fights.
What's the date for this? June 15th?
Yeah, June 15th.
June 6th, man. Let me see.
So he got a fight with a guy that, like, I guess the guy headbutted him. Like, the first time was a headbutt. But the next two times, man, it was not a headbutt at all. This guy, Tom Schwartz, just hit the ground like a dead fish. Like,
what I said. What the fuck I said?
About what?
Didn't I say he get a knockout?
Yeah, why you say that, though?
I'm a fucking G. He's a minus 220 already for the knockout.
Damn.
Betting lines know he knocking him out. Because that Top Rank Diet is real. We got to build him up. It can't just
Damn,
be Wilder.
For the,
it can't
for
just
the,
be Wilder knocking people out, champ.
Decision? What was the decision money?
Yo, the decision is plus money, champ. That's how sure. That's how sure they are he getting a knockout.
Wow.
What? Bruh, it's time to build Fury. We can't just have Wilder out there looking like he a monster. We about to make our own monster, same way they did with Valdez. Who the fuck was that Argentine dude in Sylvania and Sylvania and Sardines and all the motherfuckers they be finding, man? How about the names they found for Gilberto? Come on,
Jesse Hart.
Come on. Nah, Jesse, the other one before him.
Say, yeah, just
the little short, you know, no disrespect, African or Nigerian.
Ah, yeah, he fucked him up.
Come on, dog. They know what they doing. This is promotion. Get with the game plan. Listen, we going out to the callers. You already know the number to call in. Give us your opinion. Dislike it. You like it. Participate with us. Hit that thumbs up button. Engage. Hit the thumbs down button. If you don't like it, whatever the case may be, don't just stand there like a mind. You know what I mean? Call in.
Huh? What if Fury doesn't get a knockout?
Then we making money on the plus? Because I'm still betting the plus.
I was saying like the fucking public perception, man.
Yo, the draw is a plus 4,500, man.
That's
yo, Tom Schwartz, I ain't even, this is free beating the odds with TV. Tom Schwartz, such an underdog. This nigga's a plus 7,000. This is the first time in my betting career. You know I just started betting. First time I ever seen somebody that big of an underdog. Plus 7,000. No way, I think we did see Billy Joe. But the fight didn't happen, right?
Oh, yeah, that nigga, he was like
plus 14,000.
That cruiserweight he fought, yeah, that happened.
Oh,
that
it did?
Got,
I don't
yeah.
know. I think I remember seeing Billy Joe one time at a plus 14,000. I thought that shit was a mistake. But this dude right here is a – my man, a plus 7,000 for the decision, plus 2,400 for the knockout, champ.
Like, oh, so he's more likely to get a knockout.
Oh, yeah, he's more likely to get a knockout, but you're still getting plus 2,400. Like – champ, you know how much money that is? Like
$10
gets you
$240.
No. Ten gets you $240. Ten gets you $240. You know,
if you want
$2,400, you need to drop that other zero, and then you got your motherfucking mortgage and your car payment. Champ,
not gonna be able to do it.
Drop that other zero, and you gonna have your shit.
Boy, Thomas, what's going to have niggas out here broke?
Bruh, no, it's not negative, bruh. You got, I don't know what you're looking at. Tyson Fury's a minus 6,000 money line, but Schwartz is a plus 7,000. Plus.
I wonder what niggas is on $5. Nigga probably puts like a 15 million.
Yo, we going out to the callers. You already know, man. This is a fan-driven show. Help us grow. Tell a friend to tell a friend. You know, share it on your Facebook wall. Put it on your Instagram stories, your Facebook stories, your Snapchat story, whatever. T- Tell a friend to tell a friend, man. Don't forget, you can support the show absolutely free by heading on over to theboxingvoice.com/affiliate sponsors using our Amazon link or using our Showtime affiliate link to sign up for Showtime and getting 7 days free. Using our DAZN affiliate link to sign up for DAZN and, you know, save. Get it $8 a month.
Line open. Another 20 minutes.
Exactly. 20 minutes and 14 seconds, champ, champ.
Gotcha.
Who you getting in? Who you getting in?
I'm about to work on the background, man.
Mike think he doing something over here, bruh. Anyway, it's time to get to this boxing.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Alabama.
Here. I already knew it, bro. I don't know why y'all acting surprised, bro. You don't remember what Fury said after the fight? Remember Fury was like, I see why Joshua ain't want to fight Wilder. That power real. That right hand ridiculous. He's like, I still feel it right now. He didn't want that smoke after that. He told everybody. He let us all know how he felt. That shit hurt, and he don't want to do it no more. He ain't never felt no shit like that before. It's the facts of the situation. He don't want to do it no more, bro. He want to fight Lil Tom. Lil Tommy. I don't know who Tommy is, but don't nobody know that nigga. Not a soul know that nigga. Where he from, niggas don't even know him. That's so unknown. It's ridiculous. Lil Tommy. Damn. Hey, Ness, how many people you think gonna watch Lil Tommy?
About 1 million.
By who?
About 1 million.
Damn, you think 1 million gonna watch Lil Tommy? Nah, Lil Tommy might get about 7. He might get about 7.
Cut it.
Nah, it's heavyweights, bro. And the numbers continually keep growing. We'll see when Mike lets us know what Khabib Pulev did. But yeah, I'm actually not being sarcastic. I think he'll do about 1 million. He should at least crack it. Going out to our next mastermind, Joseph in Texas. Good morning, champ.
What's going on, fellas? Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to you. Shout out to you. Already down what? I hear 30 pounds.
We're closing on that 300, man. I started off at 340. We're closing in on 300, so we're getting there.
That's right. Let that be a statement. Let that be a statement and a notice to Dr. Mofongo, who's a little on the heavy side. He's scared and ducking me, but he could obviously take you on for your first Border Wars fight. Tell him stop ducking.
Oh, yeah.
Here goes the bell.
Absolutely, man. We're looking at, like I said, I can't make this next one because of work.
Yo, get off that cup, though. Why are you on that styrofoam cup with a string attached to it? Like, what's going on, bro? You sound like you were talking into a pipe.
My bad, boss. I'm on the road right now. But no, definitely September we'll try to be there. Anyways, no, man, you know what? It's a disappointing to not get this rematch. But I feel like Tyson Fury, a big thing with him was I think he felt like he flipped the A-side and wanted A-side treatment, man. But at the end of the day, the decision was what it was, and he didn't flip the A-side. You know what I mean? He doesn't seem overly eager, even though I felt like he did win the first fight. It's true. He doesn't seem overly eager to get back in there with Wilder, so that's a testament to Wilder's power. And honestly, with the man his size, the more he waits, the more I feel like he'll end up actually slowing down, despite the fact that he's getting back in shape. You know, he's creeping up on 30. And with the lifestyle he lives, man, I don't see 30 being his prime. I think right now is the time to do things if he's going to do anything. But I guess we'll see what happens with him and the Schwartz dude. I'm a fan of boxing, so I'm going to watch, but we'll see. But that's my call, fellas. Y'all have a good morning.
Joseph, take it easy. Going out to New Orleans in the morning. Nolia, stand up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you a young fella. And he comes from the Magnolia
Speakerphone, sound like I'm on speaker?
Just a little bit, but we're going to deal with it. Talk to us. Good morning, brother.
Wait. We can fix that right now. Hold up. Now she ain't saying nothing. Hold up, you heard me?
See, that's that love in the morning, man. Oh,
all right.
That sound excellent,
yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. You like that. Shout out to El Camino, you know, saying everybody that's helping pay the bills around here, you heard me? But look, check this out, dog. Tyson Fury, who out you? You understand? Let me tell you why, bro. He talked all that shit about Anthony Joshua and how he's standing up for his country. He's trying to show everybody he a real UK soldier. Then he turns around and put all the man. That dude a kind. That ain't the definition of a kind artist. I don't know what it is, man. He got everybody in this one box over here. You know what I'm saying? He got everybody in this one box over here to the side, and once he got everybody out, you think he jumped to a whole another box. You know what I'm saying? Like cats like that, bro. They don't last long in this game. Cause think about it, Ness. You think he gonna be able to pull this on the public again? You only got one shot at that. So he got to keep it 100 all the way now. So you don't want the ESPN, and you about to fight a whole graveyard full of motherfuckers we ain't never heard of. Like that dude you were talking about the other day, he going to get a title. But he ain't even got a title. Look at that shit. But that dude you were talking about the other day, he going to wind up fighting Fury on ESPN.
Cut it. Wally on Skype, talk to me.
What's going on, Wally? Yo.
Yo, I can hear you, boys. I can hear you. Yeah, cheers for putting me on. Tyson Fury, man. It's not just him. It's I realised recently why some people are just casual fans and only tune in when the decent fights are on, man. Because boxing, obviously, at the end of the day, it's just like any other job. Do you know what I mean? You have to make a living and whatnot, man. So these guys... It's not old school mentality of just fight the best and whatnot. It's just fucking you got to make
yo,
a living.
Yo, have the same energy you have when you calling Wilder a duck and he ain't taking contracts. Stop the bullshit, man.
Well, the old ducks, man. The old ducks.
Well, say that. Well, like, have that same energy then. Say it.
You get tired of it though, man.
Nah, but you know you don't get tired of calling the American a duck. That's the difference. Be fair.
Listen. Ducking has no nationality, bro.
Except you ain't come with that energy. You know what I'm saying? You ain't come with that energy. But it's all good. I feel you. H-Money, talk to me.
H-Money, what's good?
Yo, what's going on, brothers? I just want to take this time to salute some of the fallen soldiers in boxing, some of the legends, some of the greatest fighters ever. Vernon Forrest. Rest in peace, Vernon Forrest. He was considered the boogeyman of his time. He gave Sugar Shane Mosley his first loss. You know, when Sugar Shane was considered pound-for-pound king, Vernon Forrest is the one that dropped him, knocked him down, you know, beat him up. So rest in peace, Vernon Forrest, you feel me? And then I want to speak about Diego Corrales. Diego Corrales, one of the greatest champions of all time. He had one of the biggest hearts. He was a true warrior. And he came from the streets. Diego Corrales, he used to be involved in gangs, and boxing changed his life. And that's why I love boxing, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to salute the greats, the legends right there, because it seems like people forgot about them. And also, I just want to touch on the topic, Tyson Fury. I see Tyson Fury as the heavyweight version of Paulo Malignaggi. He's like a great boxer with no punching power, and he's a good fighter, but he also took steroids.
Dominic in Seattle.
Yo, what's good? Hey, I think Tyson Fury, he knows that America's where the money's at. Everybody in the UK is coming to America. And this is the takeover. They said they were going to take over. Shit, they didn't even got their app for their peoples. I thought they been had the app the way people been talking with the zone and stuff. But Tyson Fury, I don't think he's going to do anything. He's not going to try. He's going to duck all the way until he gets beat. And that's what it is. Klitschko's coming out the woodwork. He's coming back like cooked crack. So you never know. I don't think he's going to fight nobody. He's going to keep on fighting bums until he gets knocked out by Dillian White, maybe. I don't know. That's my call.
Make sure you tune in at 1 o'clock so you can hear a real Pound for Pound King speak.
Touch Potential, talk to me.
What's going on, Touch? TP.
Touch Potential on Skype.
Once, twice, three times. You're out of here.
All right. Brandon, Cincinnati.
What's going on? Good morning,
Brandon.
Mike. Good morning, Ness. Hey, man.
Good morning.
I hope this wasn't the best topic you guys could come up with, man. I ain't really want to talk about Tyson Fury bitch ass this morning. But like Mike said, at least we get to hear from a real pound-for-pound fighter at 1 o'clock. But nobody's going to watch Fury versus Schwartz. Nobody should give a fuck about Fury versus Schwartz. Tyson Fury had the ball. He decided to drop it on purpose and not take his rematch. So, in my opinion, he should go to the back of the line as far as title shots. Wilder, these motherfuckers telling you you're supposed to fight him February 22nd, like they the A-side, trying to dictate shit. Don't fall for that shit, bro. You the A-side, you the champ. You shouldn't fight them.
Cut it. I think some people will tune in to see how Fury looks against Schwartz. I mean, I can't say. Just a blanket statement like nobody's going to watch it.
Nah, I'm definitely thinking the mill. On regular ESPN, why not? That's like normal numbers.
Yeah.
Rick, ATL.
What's up, homies? ¿Qué pasa, muchachos? Listen, Fury and who? What? I think Bob Arum's missing the mark, man. Fury's getting paid, but it's just not interesting. Honestly, not to be a hater, but I kind of hope they fail because I want to see the big fights happen. Fury's going to have to fight Dillian White or Ortiz or somebody we know. Wilder, Brazil, I'm into that. That's fun. Joshua Miller, I'm into that. That's fun. But this kind of shit is just missing the mark. That's my call, fellas. Thank you.
Damn, that's a good little way to look at it. Wilder, Brazil, AJ Miller, Tyson Fury, Tom Schwartz. One of those things, like five of those names seem right. One name don't seem like it should be there.
I agree. Edward, Alabama.
Yeah, this is a disappointment, Tyson Fury taking this fight. I mean, you're going back to level five and a prospect, man. This is embarrassing. I hope it doesn't do well so ESPN puts the pressure on him to fight somebody else. We give Tyson Fury too many passes. Give him a pass. You know, it's not a story of depression. You were on drugs. You failed a steroid test. You fought a couple bums. You had a great fight with Wilder. And then you just regress all the way back to this nonsense. I don't even want to pay $5. I'll be so whatever. I probably will watch the fight. Just
see
what happens.
Wait, but what about the fact that people say Wilder's a devastating puncher? Maybe he needs a tune-up after that hit.
Well, then say that. That's not the problem is with all these fighters. It's not that you need a break or you need to just say that. Say, look, man, I got hit real bad. I'm not ready to go for that again. Go in there and fight this guy again. No, he's in there talking about Wilder isn't nobody, talking all this crap, saying he won, and these moral victories, all this BS. It was a draw. Deal with it. Go in there and fight again. If you're not ready, then say that. That's all we ask. Just say that.
Cut it.
I hear you, play. I definitely.
I mean, you can't expect a man to say that, though. I mean, you just stroking another man's ego. Oh, I can't fight Wilder next, man, because shit. He hit me with that 1-2. I didn't know where I was, so I need time to rest and heal up. And I need a tune-up in between that Wilder fight because he hits too hard. He's not going to say that, bro. Even if he does think that, he's not going to say it.
Well, I mean, all the truth came out the day of, bro. That's the thing. That's when everything was real. Touch Potential on Skype. Talk to me.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I think we can both agree, both sides of the pond, that Tyson Fury is a big duck, man. It's a
I think it's the biggest disappointment thus far of 2019, apart from that matchup between Spence and Garcia. All these excuses them guys are making up is just, it's just so frustrating for fans, you know, because this guy, what's he going to do? He's not going to make him look good at all. He's not going to do anything for his exposure. He's not the type of boxer to go knock out bums. So it just seems completely pointless, you know. And I rung up months ago and I told you this, that I don't know why Wilder was pursuing that fight when that fight was never on, you know. So, yeah, I just wanted to vent my frustration with that. You know, I was hoping for it to be Dylan the Villain.
Cut it. I want to know what the next UK call we get. I want to know the reception. How has it been over in the UK with the public when this fight was announced?
I don't think it matters to them, man. Like, the UK know that this is a US fight now. They don't care. I know they're going to get that stream, but, like, who's staying up to, what, 3 in the morning or some shit for this?
Well, it'll be in Vegas. Well, probably a little bit later there. It's going to be in Vegas. I don't know. I don't know how they're going
to
do it.
Me neither.
Straight to the point for those with attention deficit. I'm so repetitive, son, so I got to repeat. Famous from the streets to the deep. I'm coming with that heat. All you need to know about me, I'm coming with that heat.
Yo, TBV, what up?
What's going on, Stainless?
Ain't nothing, Mike. How you doing? You good? That's you good.
Yeah, chilling, man.
Well, I'm gonna try to get excited for this Fury Pinata rematch. I don't really know why he need to rematch him or whatever, but it's cool, I guess. I mean, it's another fight, so I'm gonna take it as another fight. But I mean, you can hear me. I ain't excited about it. I do like what that other caller from the UK said, all of them ducking. That's a nice little quote, man. I'll run with you on that. Maybe we can bridge a gap. But that's all I got for now, man. I'll be back for the 1 o'clock show. As I always say, please make sure you push the thumbs up like this in every episode of the Boxing Voice Podcast. TBV for life, man. Fellas, I'm out. Peace.
Stainless, have a great day. Carlito, talk to me.
Carlito.
Yo, what's going on?
What up?
Nah, and listen, I'm just freaking fed up of this fight, man. It's some bullshit fight. King Fury's fighting a bum, and I've had enough of it. And literally, so it is with these boxers as well, is that they're all too smart. They're all aware of what the public perception is, and they say the right things. When Fury was talking about, oh, he's fighting Wilder because he wants to save Britain from embarrassment, blah, 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 because AJ's not stepping up, that was all a load of shit. I mean, where is he now? If he's with that, how can you talk all that talk now and then duck now? Do you know what I mean? It don't make no sense. I'm just fed up. And lastly, I just want to big up all the callers because literally the years I've been listening, they keep me entertained. Big up Jay Hardcore, Stainless, Akin, Akan, you guys as well, Ron, and everybody else, anyone else I missed, you're all freaking live, man. Loving it. Big up.
Appreciate you, man. We are about 100 away from that vaunted 100,000 mark.
I'm subscribed. I'm a Patreon as well, still.
Already. I know you're still on. But yeah, thank you anyway.
Easy.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling.
Well, yeah, man. We need that 100,000 mark. So tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell your mama to go over there and sign up, you know what I'm saying? So we can go ahead and get to the 100,000 mark and start, you know what I'm saying, being bigger and bigger and bigger. Be on everybody got any timeline. Be on everybody's suggested videos when it comes to boxing. If you want that to happen, push the like button, share the show, and just do whatever you can to support the channel.
Going to Sal in Milwaukee. Talk to me. Good morning.
Good this morning, fellas. What's good, blood? What's popping, blood? Hey, blood.
What up?
Check this out, G. I ain't gonna say you, Ness. This nigga Mike, man. Come on.
What's
dog.
Up, guys? I ain't hear you.
Come
okay.
On,
I ain't hear you, guys. Say that again.
This nigga Mike, come on, dog. You showed your true colors yesterday. I was listening to the goddamn show, dog. You mean to tell me you think fucking Spence can give Canelo a run and possibly even win, but he can't fucking beat Crawford? Nigga, you goddamn
right.
You
right,
what the
baby.
Fuck wrong with you, man? What the
man,
fuck wrong
hey,
with
man,
you,
hey,
Mike?
Man?
Go
come ahead.
On,
go ahead.
G.
Go ahead.
Come on, G. You serious?
Let me know when
I
can talk on
I'm
a show
buy
that I have
that show. Niggas got to put respect on my nigga Canelo name, man. Like, come on, man. This shit got ridiculous, G. Like, you serious, Mike, man? You on timeout, bro. I'm going to put you in one of them outfits Javier had on, G. You tripping. You tripping, nigga. You tripping, bro. I'm out, man. I'm out. That's all I had to say, G. I'm out. Fuck
bro, look,
call,
man. Look at man. If spins go up to 160, bro, anybody about to be no whitewash for Canelo. I'm telling y'all right now. Spence is one of those guys, man, that I think the world of. But I just think a little bit higher up Terrence Crawford, man. When I said it last night, I think skills, a better skill set would be Errol Spence. I don't necessarily think Canelo has a better skill set than Errol Spence. So I think that'll be a competitive fight. And if you don't agree with me, then you should talk to Oscar De La Hoya, who wants to make the fight. You should talk to Errol Spence, who said he wouldn't mind taking the fight, because that guy sees something in – who am I to say that he can't, because he spars Jermell Charlo on a regular basis, so it's not like he's not used to sparring a bigger guy. So it is what it is, man.
Mm-hmm. They coming for mine.
I'm ready, man. I don't have to die nothing. But, hey, good call, though, from Sal, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Sell. C-E-L-L. Like.
Oh, sell. Okay, like cell phone.
Yeah. Boomerang on the nose. Hello.
Yeah, what's up, Ness, bro? Say, bro, I don't understand how all these callers, man, they just figure. Well, I ain't gonna say all these callers, cause they got a lot of people that's seeing the shit for what it really is, like with the Spence and Canelo fight. I know I'm off topic, but that was the last thing y'all just were talking about. Man, dog, who Canelo blew out that had real boxing skills? Can anybody tell me that? I ain't seen him with Triple G. That wasn't a blowout. With Austin Trout, he ain't got no power. That wasn't a blowout. Like, some people feel like Trout won that fight. Then you got the Laura fight. You
they
know what I'm saying? So
they
I man,
Kirkland had good skills.
Who? Kirkland, come on, man. Nah, I said. Shit, bro, you serious? I think Mike fucking with me.
I'll fuck with you.
That's
the
thing with Mike. I counted on new. That's why I need Ness on this.
Cut it. Yeah, man. Like you know what I said, man. I know it's about Chunk Tone Sports, but, man, yeah, man. Y'all better wake up and smell some goddamn me man down. The truth, nigga. The truth will set you free.
I had that same energy on today's 1 o'clock show. Let me go to Skype. KT, talk to me.
I always want to bring in somebody else.
Show. Let me go to Skype. KT, talk to me. Turn your radio down in the background, KT. Going once.
I wanted to hear myself talk too. I heard
hello.
Your head.
All right.
Ernesto.
We're here.
Why you bully Mike, man?
I'm
you always bully
Mike.
What are you talking about, bro?
Yo, Mike a grown-ass man.
No, Mike the Don, man. I love Mike, man. Mike the Don. You always bully Mike, man.
Man, whatever, B. Sign up for Border Wars.
No, Mark the Don.
I'm going to find somebody in a wheelchair to whoop Mike ass so I can keep thinking he the Don with
anybody
a loss.
Anybody want it can get it, man.
He's going to Mark the Don.
He's going to be the Don with a loss.
I need 4 weeks.
We put a wheelchair dude in there doing pull-ups. You ain't want no smoke with him.
Why you mention wheelchair,
I started
man?
Laughing at that nigga.
Hey, yo, what you mean why I mention wheelchair? Because Mike's in a wheelchair, man. Wake up and watch the videos.
That nigga,
I know,
that
but
nigga
why you
was...
mention wheelchair, man?
Because he want a wheelchair fight. He don't want to fight nobody stand on his feet.
Hey, no way, man. Bye, man. Mike, you're a legend, man.
Yeah, already. Yeah, man, but look, bro, I don't know what that nigga was on, bro. That was doing the motherfucking them Olympic style shit. I don't know if he was on HGH.
That's official. That's
if he was on goddamn steroids.
Nah.
Yo,
listen.
Kind of drug testing.
If you follow the hashtag like calisthenics on Instagram, bro, you'll see millions of people like that with superior upper body strength, bro. They could suspend their entire body off they just say fucking arms. It's insane, man.
That don't mean he can throw no punches, though. I'll tell you that.
Man, I tell you he's stronger than a motherfucker. Lock chairs with him, see what the fuck happened.
Lock him up, nigga. Let's get him. He's too short, bro. He ain't gonna reach.
He too short.
He ain't got
bruh,
no reach,
he hit you with one of them.
Bro, he ain't got no reach, my nigga.
My man picked himself up off the box, the chair, did a whole flip, stood on the bar, came back, and got like in the little bicep position, then sat that shit back down. Get the fuck out of here, Mike.
Bro, I was able to climb a rope back in the day with no feet.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? So
bruh, you know what they say these drink. Days, right? You know what this generation is, right? The generation
up.
Is if
go,
you
go
if,
find
it,
them,
if it ain't
go
on video,
them.
You ain't done it.
Go find them.
We going to NO,
go
man. We going to NO. You he triggered because that dude was in there looking ripped.
Go find them, bro. Smack them.
What's good, you heard me?
What
R&B, what's going on, man?
Shout out to New Orleans. No, we run this TBB thing. I don't care no other country, no other state. We run this shit, so I don't give a fuck with none of y'all got to say. But I know this a little off topic, but it's still tying into like Fury and stuff like that. Oscar De La Hoya is gonna get his ass kicked off the zone, man. I mean,
Why one day I'm starting to realize,
and everybody needs to start. So you remember yesterday how you said Eddie is better for the zone as a spokesperson?
Yes, yes.
Oscar is a diarrhea of the mouth.
Wow, what do you say now?
Did you not hear him when he was talking about the Errol Spence and Canelo thing? The man talking about pay-per-view. I don't know if he forgot, but his man is signed to a 5-year deal.
Yeah, but that could have been old audio. Could have been before the zone deal.
All right, understand.
Absolutely would.
Is that Errol Spence versus Mikey made everybody realize this pay-per-view shit ain't dead. And it's too much money into it for these guaranteed fighters that's going to be making, you know, Canelo is going to make his money with Thing, but that pay-per-view money is, that's life-changing shit. And I think Tevin Farmer, that's the zone's good for him. He get paid more than what he's supposed to, and he on a platform that people actually would see him, but we wouldn't watch him the other time. But when it comes to these dudes that's guaranteed pay-per-view stars, that money's just too big, man. Like, it's too much money to be left on the table when it comes to pay-per-view. I mean, Floyd got us used to paying $100 for a fight. I never thought I actually would do that shit, but now since the market is set, it's like in our mind, you know what I mean?
It is.
So,
Cause now every super fight we say, man, I'll pay $100 for that.
That $23 extra is so much more money. So it's just like the market set, and Floyd was the beginning, and I don't think we reached the end of it. And we already pay $9 a month for a subscription service. So if we already pay $9 a month for a subscription for Showtime, the zone they might have to change that, like once a year do a pay per view. Even that. They got to do something with it, and they got to get hard
TV. But what's
up
with you, though? Like, why you want the zone to also do pay-per-views? You wildin'.
No. It's not what I want. It's what the market dictates.
Tundi, Ajayi, Deontay Wilder, speak it, believe it, receive it, receive it, whatever the hell Tundi said. Like, you wildin'. You putting that out there to the universe.
I know I'm wildin', but check this out, man. One thing that will always be on TV is sports. And it'll always be, no matter what. Look, ESPN is what's keeping dog on cable alive. That other shit is making it go down. But one thing it is, sports is keeping it alive. And I don't think it's going to be a long-ass time till we just go purely just apps for sports. It's just something about that live TV and having that connection, man. I don't think y'all looking at it enough with this connection shit. Like, us watching the fight at different times, that shit is ag, man. Like, I don't care what y'all got to say, but I know I may be rambling, but I just got that feeling like it pay per view. That's a good about 10-15 years minimum. But
it's obviously ain't dead, you know. But thing is, can we get it back to the millions? You know, or are we gonna have a million U.S. pay per view fighter, not U.S. born? Is Joshua gonna do a million? And then continue to do a million? Is Earl going to get to a million and continue to do a million? Are we going to have our generations, Mayweather, Pacquiao, and Oscar De La Hoya, and Canelo? Remember that there was a point where Oscar, Canelo, excuse me, Oscar, Pacquiao, and Floyd was in the game. Then there was a point when it was Pacquiao, Floyd, and Canelo in the game. And then just Canelo and Floyd. So, like, are we going to get those guys that can consistently do a million? Like, Canelo did 3-point-something million in the last couple of years just with Triple G and fucking Chavez, bro. Like,
yeah,
that's,
I mean,
crazy.
I think it's all about the matchup, because even when Floyd was doing his thing, he didn't do a million with, like, Berto or I believe it was somebody else too. So, I mean, it's all about matchups. And, yeah, I don't know who the next pay-per-view star is going to be, but I can damn sure see Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford or AJ and Wilder do good numbers. Thing else is just, you know what I'm saying, we might have a super fight develop. Who knows? Kovalev and Canelo might fuck around and fight each other, you know what I'm saying? All kind of possibilities. But, yeah, I just think it's more about matchups than it is about the pay-per-view fighter per se. Now, if we get a guy, you know what I'm saying, and we have a guy that just every time he gets on pay-per-view, he just knocks people smooth the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? I think people would definitely
take
pay for
all
that.
Your bias creeping out right now.
No, I mean,
like, we don't know who you talking about.
It's only one.
It's only one, but that's why this fight ain't on pay-per-view, because even though you want to dream big, Showtime realized he can't get on pay-per-view and do a million just because he knocks people out. And guess what? We thought he knocks people out, but his last two fights, he didn't get the knockout.
Last one fight.
You know, well, two fights. He ain't knock out Bermain and he ain't knock out Tyson. We out. Nets GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Peace.
Peace out. Gross 1911 on IG and Gross 2312 on Twitter.
Lightest. Let me know, champ. All right?
All right, bet.